Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Hey, Lisa, you know, we don't have $1,000 for you, but we do have another gift.
Mm-hmm.
And that
oh,
gift. And that
really?
Her name is Joanna.
Hi.
Because Joanna said that, you know, when she got engaged, she said that she would like to take advantage of the VIP access that being a member of the Bert Show gives you. And
right.
she would like to stroll into Filene's basement hours before anyone else to select her perfect wedding gown mm-hmm. at an incredibly cheap, you know, inexpensive price.
Mm-hmm.
Like a $9,000 wedding gown you could have for $500-$600.
Correct.
You know, there's discounts are up to 95%.
Mm-hmm. And designer dresses.
And I said this the other day. I'm pretty sure that I heard Jason in the background saying, "Who are you calling?" as he was proposing, because she was trying to get a hold of one of us to see how she can make that happen.
Right.
So we said, you know what? Because we're a loving bunch and we're a family.
Right.
We
That's
take
right.
care of each other. We said, Joanna, we love you.
Very dysfunctional.
We will help
family.
You.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will help you get into Filene's early. No problem. But we each get to pick one thing for you to do every day this week. And if you accomplish those tasks, then you're in.
I'm mad at myself for not realizing that was going to happen.
You
know, that when I asked you if I could, that there wasn't going to be some kind of repercussion.
And you've been with us how long? And
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm still learning. I'm still new.
Right, right.
And I'm just catching up this week because it's my first day in this week and feeling better. What did you have to do the first couple days?
So yesterday I had to post a picture of myself within the first 60 seconds of waking up in the morning before.
Mm-hmm. Which is really, really funny. It's yeah. a great picture. Sorry.
I heard you thought I was in a gang.
You look mad.
Yeah.
You look mad like you're in a gang. Like, yo, what's up? Don't mess with me.
We all looked mad angry. When we woke up and found the camera sitting on our nightstand and remembered why we were taking it.
Yeah, that was a while ago for us, though.
But they're still in the Google hemisphere, so.
Shh. Don't remind people of that, Wendell.
So,
Melissa reminded everybody the other day.
Blame me. Why? End of the best. Whatever.
So on Monday, we told Joanna that she had to take that picture. On Tuesday, she did it, and she came
yes.
in, and mm-hmm. it's as good looking as that picture can be.
Right. And we're only asking her to do things that we've done ourselves. So we're not asking her to do anything that we haven't done. And I think that, you know, a caller who still thinks on Wednesday that it is not daylight savings time, I think it's hilarious. And it's a great opening act for what you have to do today, which is 3 minutes of original comedy, which is something that I had to do. I lost a bet and had to do that. So today is your day to shine as a comedian on stage.
And mind you, I had to go straight to my other job after work yesterday. So I, you know, collaborated with some customers mm-hmm. and I figured I'd use that time to kind of use my, kind of practice my stand up with customers at work yesterday.
And you're a bartender.
Yes, I'm a bartender.
Did they laugh?
I didn't make a lot of money yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
We'll work.
The more
they
drank, the funnier you were.
Yeah. So I was like, have another Jaeger bomb.
We'll work for jokes. No tips. Just need jokes.
Just jokes.
So, and here's, I'll tell you this, not to diminish your confidence or anything like that, but when the email first went out, I said, and then tomorrow, I said, tomorrow Joanna is going to do 5 minutes worth of comedy.
Five? That is three.
It's right.
Three.
Tracy and Bert both responded with, I think five's really, really long. Because I made a mistake, typed the wrong number.
Oh.
Like, yeah, five is way, nobody will be listening at the end of five.
Oh.
So, but
that's their confidence in you.
I don't believe that.
So can we cut it down to two?
No, three.
No.
All right, so you ready?
Yes.
All right, who's going to do the counter?
We should have made sure that Jamie at the punchline was listening. What if he's hiring?
I'm telling you, Joanna, this could be the start of a new career.
This could
not
be
bad. I have full confidence you're going to do great.
Saturday Night Live is going to be calling next.
They already have, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to the Burt Show this evening. I hope you're enjoying all your drinks and waiters and waitresses. Don't forget to tip them in your opening act. Let's give it up one more time. Give it up for Lisa, who doesn't know when the time changes.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, taking the stage right now, it's Joanna Rodriguez all the way from Southern Mexico.
So how's everybody doing today? I hope you're all doing well. Well, in case you didn't know, my name is Joanna Rodriguez. I'm from Uruguay. Uruguay is how we say it in from where I'm from. For some of you who don't know where Uruguay is, it's in South America, not in Mexico. It's not near Cancun or Cabo, as some people might think. Keep heading south. You might hit it eventually.
Heckler.
Well, I grew up in Atlanta, even though my family is from South America, and it wasn't too bad living down here, and I don't look Hispanic. If you look at me, I don't look Spanish, which is... Which is great for me because I get a little insider as to what white people are saying about Hispanics, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to educate my Hispanic people out there, mis amigos, and let you know what white people are saying about you. First off, let's take the country flag off the back of your car because it's not car decoration. So let's go ahead and take it down. Secondly, Maria is a beautiful name, but not for every single daughter. Jesus or Jesus is not a good son name either. So just so you know. And most importantly, mommy and papi is not a nickname for all of your family members. But in all seriousness, I loved growing up down here. And I love being able to reconnect with all my friends that I went to school with on Facebook. Facebook is awesome. I love finding out who's got married, who had kids, who went to jail. I just love catching up. However, I would appreciate it if you didn't do to me on Facebook things that you wouldn't normally do to me in person, right? So don't fart on me. Don't poke me. And don't send me teddy bears. You wouldn't do that. You would not do that in person, okay? So, and then speaking of good friends, my best friend sent me a text pic, right? And it was a picture of a bunch of plastic alligator heads. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where are you? How do you have pictures of plastic alligators or heads? Are you an alligator farm? She says, no, I'm at the gas station. So I'm realizing... Have you noticed the random stuff that they sell in gas stations? When was the last time you went up to the gas attendant and said, can I get 30 on pump number 2, a samurai sword, the snow globe, and 2 lottery tickets?
Is it 3 minutes? Hey, Joanna! Yeah!
Thanks, everybody! Yeah!
Good job! Good job!
Joanna, you did great. That was good.
That was really good.
That was so nervous.
You, look awesome. At you.
And that was like, that was original material. Yeah. Like, for sure, original material. Good for you.
Well,
good
I did. My girlfriend did help me out some. She's really funny. I love her. Her name's Jacqueline. I'm going to give her a little shout out.
Nicely done.
Awesome. Yeah, good, Joanna. Yeah. Good job.
Oh, great job.
Thanks.
You're working your way into filings early, girl. You're working your way in.
All right. Your mission number 3 will be assigned by Jen Hobby, only because we don't know if she'll be with us tomorrow.
That's true. Like living, having a heartbeat.
Right. Whatever lungs is on the floor, please don't step on it.
Exactly. Well, we all
Joanna's
are like...
the comedian.
I'm sorry.
Carter.
I'm sorry.
I'm the funny one.
Shush.
We all are your Burt Show family. You know, we treat you like a sibling. You know, half the time you love us and half the time you hate us. And that's just how it goes with family.
It's not half and half. It's more like 80.
Right. Well, we've recruited your real family to help us with this next challenge.
Oh, no.
You ready for this? Okay. You have 2 brothers.
Yes.
And your 2 brothers get to select 2 childhood photos of you that we get to share with the entire Burt Show community.
Are you serious?
Yes. So you got to call your brothers today, have them go through your mom's old photo albums of you as a kid, and they get to pick out the most embarrassing photos of Joanna and share them with everyone.
Oh, no. This is going to be terrible.
And we solicited your siblings because we know your brothers. We've talked to them on the air before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we know that they won't be kind.
No, they won't.
So, yeah. So, you know those pictures that mom always likes to break out and show to, like, your boyfriends when they come over?
Yeah.
You at age 2 taking a bath in the kitchen sink or something like that.
Yeah,
that stuff, like your cheesy
goofy Halloween costume or something when you're 5. Uh-huh,
Worst picture ever of you from high school. Yeah, those.
Oh, great. Yeah. Awesome.
So cool.
I can't wait to see what they pick. No. Oh, thanks.
But that's, you know what? That's 3 or 4. You've only got 1 more after that. So good job.
Thank you.
Good job, Joanna.
You're on The Burt Show.